Preparing for Lent Novena, Day 7, Sunday, February 23rd, 2020. I will see the glory of God. As we begin this novena, take a moment to ask Jesus to come into your heart, into your soul. Ask Jesus to strengthen your relationship with Him. Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. Today's reflection. There are times when it is important for us to remember the goal. What is the purpose of our life? Aristotle suggested that determining what something is for was an important way to explain something. St. Thomas Aquinas applied this idea to humans, suggesting that we were made for living in beatitude with God, ultimately in the beatific vision. For those of us who may not yet have a strong relationship with Jesus, like me, we need reminders of the glory of God, which God can give to us. Sometimes they are referred to as mountaintop moments, since in the Bible, the mountain is the symbol of God's presence. Moses received the commandments on a mountain. And the story of the transfiguration we just read happens on a mountain. These moments are both exhilarating and frightening. When we have powerful reminders of just how much God loves us, we can feel a sense of fulfillment. At the same time, when we find ourselves in the presence of the ultimate other, God, we can come face to face with just how small we are. But when Peter, James, and John become quite frightened, what brings them back from their fear? Jesus. When our focus is on Jesus, we find ourselves able to overcome fear, to realize we are loved and cared for, and to know that we are destined for this amazing eternal relationship with God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today's challenge. Think and reflect on how you might focus more on Jesus and less on the things that distract us from doing right and good. Today's intention. Lord, open the eyes of those who cannot see Jesus, so they might come to know the love and care of God and how to share that love with others. The closing prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are always in your presence. Help us to remember this. Help us to realize that when we see our lives focused on you, we see opportunities to grow in holiness. When we focus our lives on you, Jesus, we see ways to build each other up, to meet their needs, to introduce them to you. Help us to know what it is we need to do to be closer to you, to see you more clearly, and to know from you the great goal you have in store for us in eternal life. Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen. The music for this podcast is by Alexander Nakarada and is entitled Brothers Unite. It can be found at filmmusic.io and is used under the Creative Commons license. Full information for this music can be found on the post for this podcast. Join us tomorrow for day 8 of the Preparing for Lent Novena. God bless you.